Hi there. This is Jimmy Scribner, and I would like to invite you to come to Chickasola Town with me and meet the Johnson family and their friends. The Chickasola Choo-Choo pulls out in just a moment. But while we are waiting, here's something else I think you'll enjoy. And now down through cotton fields, corn and taters, we arrive at the tiny southern village of Chickasola. Things happen in Chickasola Town. As a matter of fact, the lawyer Philpotts has involved Papa Johnson and the Professor Potash in a rather dangerous ordeal. You see, the professor was safeguarding a pair of counterfeit plates that belonged to Bugsy Burke, who has just completed 20 years behind the state penitentiary bars. Or I should say, the federal penitentiary bars. And now that Mr. Burke is free, he wishes his plates, even though the plates make the large, old-time dollar bills. As we listen now, Papa Johnson is speaking with Pee-wee Ambrose, the present owner of the plates. The two are in Pee-wee's room above the garage. The Professor Potash is with Papa. In fact, it's the professor we hear first.
And I don't want to get in no bubble, a hubble, double, crubble, on the rubble about trouble. I mean, I don't want to get in no trouble. And neither does Miss Johnson, I don't think, even though he used to it. Does you, Miss Johnson?
I ain't used to. Ain't nobody used to trouble. I done had my share of it, I'll admit that, but I don't want to get in no more than I can help, and Miss Pee-wee understand that, don't you, Miss Pee-wee?
Miss Johnson, the only thing that I understand is that, well, these plates belong to me. I bought them at your place. You run the place that you sell secondhand stuff. I come in there and bought them sight unseen in a package.
Well, the reason they were sight unseen, Miss Pee-wee, we does that occasionally. You know, somebody come there and they'll sell something all wrapped up and everything, and they won't tell us what it is, and, well, we buys it and sells it to somebody, and we don't tell them what it is. One of them kind of grab bag things, you know. But I didn't have no idea that there was any such things in there as a pair of counterfeit plates. If I did, I never would have fooled with the things in the first place, because the last man that I wants to get in any trouble with in this world is the uncle. You know that.
Well, if you fool around with somebody that fool around with counterfeit plates, you is going to get in trouble with Uncle. And Uncle don't like folks that fool around with his money department, especially when they making money where it look like his. Although I must say, these plates, I don't see how they can make money that even look close to like the kind of money that Uncle Sam make. I ain't never seen no money, United States money, where Mr. Lincoln, President Lincoln, got a mustache and nothing like that. These are the worst plates I ever saw.
Well, that's probably the reason that the man spent 20 years, you know.
Now, Miss Johnson, can I say something?
Go ahead.
I don't think that the issue that we as all of us is discussing here between us has got anything to do with who got a mustache or nothing like that, or who is made bad plates or nothing. The issue is, as I see it, that Mr. Bugsy Burke done told the lawyer Philpotts that if he don't come up with the plates, that he gonna come around there and salt him down with some buckshot. And he got two free sawed-off shotguns. Don't nobody know where he is. He live in a hideout somewhere with some old gangsters and criminals and such. And he say not only is he going to polish down the lawyer Philpotts and make a sieve out of him, but anybody else that got anything to do with the plates, he want them back, he want them now, and he ain't fooling. And he going to come shooting the next time if he don't get them.
That's right. Now, he said that, Miss Pee-wee. He say he going to salt and pepper the lawyer Philpotts, and then he gonna come over here and get you, because he say somebody done told him that you got the place.
Who told him that?
Miss Pee-wee, I don't know who told him that.
You told him. I know who told him.
That's right, Miss John. You told him.
Well, maybe I did tell him, but anyway, I ain't gonna get mixed up in the thing no more than I is. Especially, I don't want to get no displeasure with Mr. Burke, because Miss Burke is one of them trigger-happy fellows, and that's the reason they call him Bugsy, because he bugs about pulling the trigger on somebody. He had a grandpa that named Trigger Burke, and he had another one that named Up-and-Coming Burke, and then Light-Fingered Burke before that. They go way back to the days of the French Revolution, where one of them was in the king's court there and had stole half of the royal crown jewels. So he had a long line of criminals he come from.
Can I ask you one question?
What?
Don't you think it's time that somebody put a stop to this long line of criminals? Don't you think it would be better, Mr. Johnson, if we would take these plates over to the federal judge and get them to him and tell him where they come from and all about them?
Well,
the only trouble with that, Miss Pee-wee, Mr. Bugsy Berg will go bugs and shoot us.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to do, too, is go bugs and shoot somebody.
Miss Johnson, is you afraid of getting shot?
Well, yeah. I don't want no bullet holes in me, Miss Pee-wee. I ain't puncher-proof, you know, or nothing.
Me neither. Boy, I run. I tell you, when somebody shoot a hole in me, I ain't never had it happen, but I don't know how much that I would drain out.
You're scared, ain't you?
Miss Pee-wee, I don't want to get mixed up with this fellow.
You is a citizen of the United States of America, Miss Johnson. It's up to you whenever you see a criminal operating. It's up to you, even though it endanger your life, to go to the United States authorities and tell them.
Yeah, but it's too long to go over there. He liable to pick me off like they do in these cowboy pictures.
Well, I'm going to take the plates over there. Now, I'm going to give them to one of the United States judges in the post office building. But if you all likes it or no.
What you going to do if Mr. Killer Burke come there shooting you?
I don't know till that happens. Probably get scared and run or something.
Oh, I bet you could do it, too. I bet you could outdistance any bullet that anybody ever shot out or anything.
Yeah.
I know Miss Johnson can.
Oh, I cannot. But I tell you this, Miss Pee-wee, I can't help but thank you for your spunk and spirit and the courage that you got. I just don't know how to say this. I'm scared to death, and I wish that you would play ball with Mr. Burke. But on the other hand, I'm proud of you because you ain't doing it, even though it liable me in flowers and my friends walking slow, carrying me somewhere.
But, Jonathan, don't talk like that. We in this together.
I can't help it. Scared and all that, but I can't help but being proud of Miss Pee-wee Ambrose. Come on, Professor. I'm going over and tell the lawyer what Miss Pee-wee going to do.
Yeah. Now, Miss Pee-wee, I was going to say that I was proud of you, too, but I don't know whether I is or no, so I guess I better not say it. These things do bother me so bad deep down. Now, come on, Miss Johnson.
So long, Miss Pee-wee.
So long, sir. Not you, dear. Well, at least he ain't mad with me for trying to do what's right. I bet that old lawyer gonna burn.
And the lawyer Philpotts will be angry, too, when he hears what is going on. Be with us at this time tomorrow and find out for yourself what the lawyer says when he finds out that Pee-wee Ambrose has turned the plates over to the United States government. I'll be back in a moment, but first a moment here. This is Jimmy Scribner, your writer, actor, producer, thanking you for another visit with the Johnson family in Chickasola, and I do hope that you will be with us at this same time tomorrow. Until then, thank you again for today, and goodbye.